Ty is out, since I don't know how to say his last name. DeMarcus is out. We ruled DeMarcus out. Questionable, DT, Juwan, Akib, and Mathis. And then probable, everybody else. Cody, Fowler, Harris, Kenny, Omar, Peyton, Lou, and Owen. I get them all? Okay. All right.
Did you notice Shaq kind of, I guess, taking in knowledge from the veterans like DeMarcus?
Yeah, he just, he's just taking advantage of every opportunity he's got. I mean, he comes in here, we draft a one, so... he's sitting there staring at Von DeMarcus in a first-round pick, And as a player, a lot of guys go in the tank and say, boy, what's my opportunity going to be? But all he did was come out here and practice hard and work hard. And every time he gets out there, he makes a play. His teammates have a lot of confidence in him. So, he deserves all the credit for where he's at today, doing a great job.
With Juwan, he's questionable now. You listed him. Do you still need depth there with Capri? If you make
that's a topic, obviously, and we got to go address here this afternoon. But I'll just say this: like I said before, Capri has been prepared to be a part of the game this week. So we'll see if we think we need to make the move or not.
How did Demaryius and Akib look out there today?
Fine. Yeah, they were fine. Demaryius took a good part of practice. Looked really good. Akib, same thing. So I think they're ready to go.
What's your level of concern with Mathis?
There's some concern. The hamstring's been an issue now for about 3 weeks. He's trying to play through it. It'll be a game-time decision. We think he's going to be able to go, but we'll see how he wakes up on Sunday. He's played a lot of football, so, you listen to guys like that, he thinks he'll be able to do it, but obviously it's been an issue.
Max would go if he's
Yes. Yes, Max would go.
Evan plays at this point, would you rotate?
There's a possibility you could see some of that. Yeah, I think Max has been in preparation to get some more reps at some point here, so could be this week.
You said Ty Sambrylo is out?
Yeah.
Is that just a precautionary loop? Give him another
Well, I think the biggest thing we think we're staring at, we got a good 2 more weeks for him to get healthy. We made progress. The question was if we were going to play him 20 to 30 plays, is that smart? If he's going to go play the whole game, he's ready to go, he goes and plays. But if we were going to – thought he was ready to play 20 or 30 plays, we thought it was best to give him 2 weeks off. So that's why we made the decision.
You had Columbus take more snaps than Harris last week. You expect that to flip-flop?
I think it all depends how they play. They know they're both going to play, and they're two veterans that have played a lot of football. And obviously Tyler hasn't been here long. But I think, in all honesty, whoever's doing the best job and playing well is probably going to stay in there. So it's a competitive situation with them.
Coach, obviously week to week you feel the questions about the running game. Cleveland struggled defensively. Does the expectation change for you guys, or is it the same every week?
No, I'll answer like I did yesterday. My concern is with us. Statistics and stuff, looking around this league, you get too carried away with that stuff, you're wrong. So, we've got to play better, regardless of who we're playing this weekend. So it's always going to be a point that we think we need to run the ball better to help our team, and we have not done that. So, we got to keep pushing and find a way to do it, but it's about us.
How much does running open up those tight end routes we're so used to seeing in your offense?
Yeah, if you run the ball and, you're booting a little bit, doing those type of things, it obviously helps. And, you go through last week and OD doesn't get his hands on the ball. That's not what he's here for. He's got a touch of football. So there's a lot of things that we can do better that would help spread the football around. But, whoever gets the opportunity needs to make a play.
Josh McCown's been around, just about everywhere and for a long time in this league. But the last 3 games, he's played about as well as anybody. What have you seen?
Well, I think he's very comfortable in what they're doing, Mike, and he's very smart. I mean, he's been playing forever. He's been studying forever, and all of a sudden he's gotten a chance here the last few years to really show what he can do. And I think he's got some weapons to work with. They're probably the best group we've played up front, and they do a good job of protecting him and doing some of those things. So, I just think he's probably playing with as much confidence as he's played with in his career, and so that makes it tougher for us, but we understand that.
Are you ever worried, if you make a move with Capri, that you lose the other player?
That's always a concern. Anytime you're doing those things, you're exposing somebody. And, when you expose players, you can sit there and think they can get by on those two, but you never know. I mean, there's a lot of issues around this league with health, but that's always a risk.
Gary, you've had the week now. What do you think Richard Gordon brings to the mix?
Well, he's a big physical guy. I really like him. I think he's got a chance to help us. The thing I was most impressed with Richard is how good a shape he was in. Most guys, when they come in here, come in this altitude, practice for a week, I mean, they fall out until they get going. He held up very, very well, so he's been taking care of himself.
Would you put him in uniform?
Huh?
Would you put him among your
players? Yeah, we got to make that decision, you know. That's something we got to talk about this afternoon.
He said he had an ankle injury earlier. Is he fully back from that at this point?
I didn't know anything about that, so he looked fine. Looked fine to me. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You have a good day.